USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Hamas has recently released two additional hostages, citing humanitarian grounds as the reason. However, a senior advisor to the Israeli prime minister has expressed skepticism about this claim.
Releasing two, and they want to project themselves as, I don't know, as a normal political organization, as a humanitarian organization. But what is the truth? This is a brutal terrorist organization.
The hostages were identified as two Israeli women. This release comes after two American hostages were freed last Friday. A record number of people are crossing the southern border illegally.
In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded. The majority of the apprehensions occurred between official entry points. Among those individuals, mostly from Central America, were 18 whose names appeared on the terror watch list. When considering the entire fiscal year, the total encounters amounted to just under 2.5 million, setting a new record for the highest annual total ever. I'm John Schaefer.
A recent poll by USA Today Suffolk University reveals that a significant majority of Americans are eager for the House of Representatives to resume its work. Striking 67% of registered voters believe that the House should promptly elect a new speaker. The legislative process has been at a standstill for nearly 3 weeks since the removal of Kevin McCarthy from the position. 9 Republicans are vying for the next House Speaker position. Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota entered the race and gained endorsement from former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Emmer holds the highest rank among the contenders. Representatives Kevin Hearn, Pete Sessions, and Byron Donalds are also in the running. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan's bid for Speaker fell short after 3 House floor votes last week. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Experts are warning about a challenging respiratory virus season and strongly recommend getting vaccinated. CDC forecast says there could be as many as 25 new weekly hospitalizations for every 100,000 people in the U.S. The CDC suggests this season will be similar to last year, which had hospitals more full than any other point in the pandemic. During a press conference, Detroit Police Chief James White updated the public on the investigation into the murder of Samantha Wall, who was the president of a Detroit synagogue. During the press conference, he urged the public not to jump to conclusions.
We certainly don't want folks to jump to a conclusion, but we certainly understand how one could arrive at those conclusions.
Chief White goes on to say that the department doesn't believe anyone else is at risk.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
Is it price gouging or is it just business?
The price of the life-saving COVID-19 antiviral medication Paxlovid is now more than double as we transition out of the emergency phase of the pandemic. Drug maker Pfizer is saying before insurance, the cost will be about $1,390 for a 5-day course. That's 2.6 times higher than the $530 per course price paid by the U.S. government, which gave Paxlovid free to patients during the pandemic.
This is Corey Myers reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.